to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio.
All right, folks, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report. Let me give you those numbers again for this hate crime bill. And you think, now, call me crazy here. I don't know, maybe sometimes I just expect too much. But you would think of 5 or 6 weeks of Anna Nicole Smith. And I'm trying to figure out the timelines here. What did we have before that? Were we still talking about the young girl that disappeared down in Aruba? And then, oh, that's right. There was Rosie O'Donnell in there somewhere. And all, if they're not talking about that, they're talking about American Idol. Just all the things the salacious public wants to know. All the news that fits. Well, it fits in a thimble. Do you think? Do you think that somewhere during those months and months of nonsensical screed that they could have mentioned something about the hate crime bill? That there was a little bit of opposition behind it? No. These are the things that get secretly talked about and then openly voted on, and then they become law. They get signed and become law because there is no opportunity for opposition to it. Not debate. Forget debate. Debate is what you're given for some issues, and then you give an opinion, and then you debate the opinion. Not the facts on anything, folks. But let's just debate the opinions. I mean, absolutely insane. And I do believe that we need to set the stage. Let's become our own property masters here. We don't like what we're seeing in this dog and pony show. Let's rearrange the sets. Let's write our own script. Let's not play by their rules. Let's play by ours. If you weren't listening last hour at the beginning of it, I talked about C-SPAN. I've urged people before, and every time I do this, I watch C-SPAN for a couple of weeks, lo and behold, I'll see intelligent people making salient points, countering the propaganda. Because if you notice, C-SPAN is not in a business of challenging. They moderate. They'll allow somebody on there. Every once in a while, they'll go after them on a couple of subjects, but not really germane to what the topic may be. But they let the callers have at it. And if you want to appear to be fair and balanced, not borrowing Fox's moniker here, but if you are moderating something, then you give an opportunity for opposition. But I don't hear any opposition because people aren't availing themselves. They'd much rather bitch and complain to other patriots rather than trying to take the time to go on venues to try to educate the generally dumb public. And folks, this has got to stop. I'm here to tell you. You know, if we want to sit in our little patriot knitting circles and make either each other feel worse or feel better, or join a church group and pray God, while God's sitting up in heaven, I'm sure right now with his arms crossed going, hey, you idiots, I created you. I gave you everything you needed. What are you waiting for? You already have my permission to stand up against evil. You already have my permission. I've given you the law. Why don't you follow it? 800-313-9443. I'll get back into this Bill Crystal deal, and I apologize, folks. I literally did not have time to edit this thing down, and I would have, but this is too good to let go, because a lot of people watched that Bill Crystal this morning on C-SPAN, but a lot of people saw Bill Moyer's report on PBS. last night.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been a global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartate poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondent education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery in the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered. Our esteemed elders are euthanized. Everyone in between is numbered and trapped like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National L Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. Go ahead, Manny, fire that thing up and stay at the ready here, because we're going to get to some juicy callers to take this Bill Kristol to task. And as I said last hour, I tried to get into C-SPAN. I did get in, but that was only after Bill Kristol was offset. And what I was going to ask him was, are you going to try for a comeback, Mr. Kristol? Are you going to remake yourself, or are you going to stick a fork in yourself because you are done? Go ahead.
I also think it's true that there's a wish among people, and it's understandable, I guess, that if only Bush hadn't gone into Iraq, if only we get out of Iraq, so the world will be peaceful, this whole threat will kind of go away. And that's not true. That's not true. You know, the rise of jihadist Islam way predates our going into Iraq, and is going to continue to be a threat, whether win or lose in Iraq, incidentally. So we shouldn't kid ourselves. We are in a new world, post 9/11 world, and it's a dangerous world, and we have the nexus of terror and a very radical element of a major religion, a jihadist form of Islam, and the possible proliferation of nuclear weapons. That is an extremely dangerous...
Whoa. Pause that right. What nuclear weapons is talking about? What weapon of mass... He said nuclear weapon? Who has nuclear weapons? It was a speechwriter, by the way, that left the Bush administration when Bush made the comment about, what are we waiting for, a mushroom cloud in the country? That was a speechwriter, folks. That wasn't intelligence. That wasn't anybody in the CIA. The CIA was telling Mr. Bush for a long time, look, these guys are a long way. Saddam Hussein was light year away from a nuclear one. Iran is supposed to be a threat. All these evil jihadists, these madmen, they're going to have nuclear weapons. No, CIA has been telling them, no, they're 5 or 10 years away from even a nuclear weapon. And I've offered the argument before, why not? Iran have some nuclear weapons. I don't think they're going to shoot them in the United States. Well, but I think that would be a deterrent for Iran or Iraq or Syria or Lebanon. That would be a good deterrent if Israel decided it wanted to flip a switch and fire some nukes off at those people. The United States is not helping in the Middle East right now any more than the British Empire helped in the Middle East. And this issue that, well, it's we're there for the oil. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. This planet is awash in oil. We have energy problems. We've got technology. We've got the solid form of oil. It's called coal. In the 21st century, we can't develop the technology to squeeze that energy out of the millions of tons of coal. Sulfur coal we have in the country. Hey, we might have to dig a few mountains, but I think we can do a pretty good reclamation project. But to put the security of the United States in jeopardy, because we want to control some oil, we want to control the Bretton Woods Agreement that everybody deals in dollars. Well, guess what? They got wise. They don't want to deal in dollars anymore. Oh, that may be one of the reasons also that we're over there. But we're certainly over there for Israel. We're certainly over there for Halliburton, Bechtel. A lot of people are making money. See, we can't do anything positive. The most reward, the fast, quick reward for the corporations is the armaments that they make, the money that the governments have to borrow, the banks that get rich, and they don't give a damn what side wins, because most of these clowns help to start the wars anyhow. Where's Paul Wolfowitz right now? Clowning around at the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank. Oh, goody. The very same people that helped get into that money-making operation in the Middle East. Why doesn't the media start ripping layers of this onion off and start showing it for what it is? And who really profits from it? Follow the money. But there's other aspects of this also.
It's extremely dangerous. Each of these is dangerous on its own. Jihadist Islam, terror, and nuclear weapons. The together of those three is very, very dangerous. Uh-huh. It's going to require, I think, an active, intelligent, and but often aggressive U.S. foreign policy to deal with this threat.
Respond to this viewer from Los Angeles who says, writes us, when you say we are fighting Al-Qaeda in Iraq, are you considering the fact that many of the friends and relatives of the many, many innocent Iraqi civilians, a quarter to half million, that have died in this war, joined Al-Qaeda as a way of fighting back and avenging their loved ones, and that our continued presence is actually growing Al-Qaeda in Iraq?
Yeah, I don't believe it. And I don't think, innocents get killed in war, but the notion you then join an organization that sets off car bombs in markets, killing civilians, that's what you do if you've lost an innocent in the middle of a battle with U.S. forces and terrorist forces.
Stop right there. Shiites, we had other factions that are living in relative peace in Iraq. Excuse me, Mr. Crystal, we didn't have people that were setting off car bombs and explosive devices alongside roads before we got there and meddled with Iraq's internal affairs. Oh, this wonderful axis of evil. Oh, gosh. Oh, I forgot. Saddam Hussein was as evil as Adolf Hitler. I must have forgot. Please, Bill, continue.
Surgeon forces. I don't think it's really plausible. Anyway, it is a terrorist organization. It involved Al-Qaeda in Iraq. It's trying to kill Americans, and it's killing an unbelievable number of Iraqis. And if people think you withdraw, that Al-Qaeda will disappear, well, people are entitled to think that. I don't think that's the case. I think if we withdraw, Al-Qaeda in Iraq will have won, and Al-Qaeda recruits will skyrocket elsewhere in the Middle East. Anyone who was on the fence about, can we stand up and take on Al-Qaeda, or do we have to make a deal with them, is going to go in the wrong direction. Regimes elsewhere in the Middle East will be threatened. If we have to get out, people, like me, I suppose we're going to have to think hard about how do we minimize the damage, how do we minimize the downside. But let's not kid ourselves. What the real damage would be for the U.S. to be driven for Iraq, it would be an incredible booster shot, energy shot to Al-Qaeda and to any other radical jihad group operating in the Middle East or anywhere else.
West River, Maryland.
Good morning. Crystal, first of all, sanctions would have never been removed. Iraq was rendered very little power. And it was the Clinton administration that finished that up over there with Desert Fox. And secondly, I wish people would look to see who finances the American Enterprise Institute. It just so happens they're the same corporations that are making money off war. And the third thing I'd like to say is that Democrats are trying to force the president to stop sending our troops into a slaughter without proper equipment and rest and training. And I'm very tired of the way the right-wing neocons such as yourself fail to step to the plate and admit that our own national security estimates that bin Laden was not involved in Iraq, that Al-Qaeda has already been emboldened by our mistaken occupation of Iraq, and yet you fail to admit that by most foreign the experts, this was the biggest national policy disaster in the history of our country, yet you continue to sit there and mislead the American public. People need to throw the money.
Well, I don't have anything to do with the American Enterprise Institute, so I'm speak for their money. They get so contributions from many, many individuals and corporations. The notion that people are somehow sending young Americans for money is really worse.
Pinocchio, I think I just saw nose grow in half. Thank you, Lake, for calling the C-SPAN. Folks, this is a demonstration about a person. And if you notice, the moderator of this program let her finish statement because she was cognizant. She was logical. She wasn't overly wordy. She didn't use any nasty words. She got in, made her point. And then this guy's trying to do the two-step. And it was shortly after this, I think it was supposed to be on for the entire hour, but it was shortly after this that Mr. Crystal got his hat.
Certainly, people I know have no finance, sake, God knows, in this war one way or the other. And you know, I find that, it's sort of on the American Enterprise Institute, which is a public-spirited organization, a think tank. And there are many think tanks in Washington, and even mm-hmm. on the other side of the aisle that have been critical of the war in Iraq. So I don't accept that, and it's unfortunate that, you know, let's debate the merits. Now, I don't agree. I mean, and I don't know, am I supposed to, because some foreign experts think war has been a mistake, am I supposed to say, if I don't believe that the war is a mistake, would that make the caller feel better? I don't really think so. You know, I don't think it was a mistake. It's ridiculous to say it's the greatest foreign policy mistake in the history of the United States. Instead of Europe in the 1920s and 30s, letting Hitler conquer Europe, doing nothing until December 7, 1941, was a heck of a lot of a foreign policy mistake. Getting out of the Balkans in the early 1990s.
Whoa, stop that again, Manny. Let me get a hold of this personal logic. It was a mistake not getting involved in World War II before December 7th, 1941. Oh, you mean when we allowed the Japanese to bomb Pearl Harbor, made them sacrifice lambs down there? You know, I must have been asleep and reading the wrong material, listening to the wrong people. Hell, Bill Crystal's converting me here. I'm becoming a madman. I must be. Break. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are in this time of earth history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America's prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and war, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent, criminal investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone's that you have to file income taxes.
Well, only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that required me to file an income tax when Joe was working for the IRS. But even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS invited to pay Bannister about the legality of income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.freenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. The website is www.livefreenow.org.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. This government is now tapping phones, monitoring emails, streaming purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invade personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm or your financial situation using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved one, all that you own? Well, the first to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read, it's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to injury. The ebook hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, live anonymously, live free. You can order Privacy Crisis by telephone. 702-433-6222.
Wasn't that the idea when we started? It's all that what this is. Constitution was about.
All right, I'll tell you what, man. I think there's let's see Mr. Chris' response to this, and this stuff is really wearing thin. I mean, he had to skedaddle out of there, even though that I am sure that he called C-SPAN and say, I want to be a show. I do some damage control because Bill Moyers pretty much chopped me up.
Kosovich, back to Seth McClendon, finally intervening, author. Tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of people have been killed, was, in my view, a greater foreign policy mistake. So I don't view going into Iraq as a mistake at all. I mean, I think that the execution war has been staying out of Rwanda was a much greater mistake.
And you got to watch me because you ain't got eyes in the back of your head. When you're watching me, you ain't looking. All right. I'm sorry. He mentioned Falcons. Our troops are still over there after 8 years. I'm sorry. Wasn't Vietnam a big enough answer for you? 52,000-plus Americans dead? The youngest soldiers that ever fought in a war, anyway, it wasn't even really a declared war, folks, police action, okay, it wasn't even a formally declared war. But we forget about the killing fields, the purges that took place, the millions of people that died. I'm sorry, I guess 10,000 or 100,000 that Milosevic supposedly killed. No, Milosevic wasn't going along with garbage, because what was happening in the Balkans was balkanization. That's where we got that term, balkanization, the multiculturalism. Go ask the people in France right now if they're happy with all the damn Arabs who are living over there. And I don't mean damned Arabs in the respect that they're damned. I mean that you take a country's culture and you iterate it by injecting large numbers of people of other cultures, out allowing them to assimilate into your culture. If you had an Arab over there to assimilate into the French culture, you dark-skinned Parisian is what you'd have. Because culturally, he would be the same, different skin color, but he would be the same, so to speak.
So I just don't agree with the argument.
Let me get last time here. This week marked the 27th anniversary.
All right, kill that, Manny. Enough of that. You see my point. Bill Kristol just had to get on C-SPAN to do his damage control. And 180. And there's one other question. I apologize. Usually not this sloppy on a show, but we were real pressed for time today. We had meetings in here and a whole bunch of stuff was going on. But I want to cover this because I want to demonstrate that one person, salient points, got on that program and with the meanest person I ever heard, but logic, just sliced and diced character. Now, what do you suppose would have happened if he would have had four or five or a dozen calls, one right after the other, just chasing this guy to bits? Do you think that he would have the courage to ever come back on C-SPAN? I don't think so. What the real benefit would have been, people that think they're so politics savvy, that this one person that called into C-SPAN didn't look like a singer nut or opposing the mass of opinion that has been shove people's throats. That's what would have demonstrated. And I'll tell you, there is a ton of people in this country of the very sinions, but we are not expressing them. We're talking to each other when we should be talking to the generally people out there, our fellow Americans. And I don't want to get into a debate or get a rabbit hole here as to why they're so butt stupid. We have pointed out the problems, the information flow, and how that information flow has been, shall we say, tailed or matched this country. The very same, the people at the New York Times running 26 or 27 stories, pro-war front page. The editors decide what news or stories are going to go on the front page, what propaganda. If you take a look at the people that are heads of these major newspapers, the heads of the news media, entertainment, infotainment, industry, they're all the good old boys, folks. We don't take advantage of the little things that they leave exposed. Their softer belly. We don't take advantage of it. How many people sitting there right now listen to the sound of my voice love to have the opportunity to get on C-SPAN this morning and vent, put your 2 cents? How many of you? Well, a lot of you would have. But why didn't you? Well, I know Bill Kristol was going to be on. You got a computer? Take a look at your C-SPAN schedule. Check it the night before you go to bed. See who's going to be on the next day. You see my point here. Let's start talking to each other. Let's start talking to the people that really need the information. Let's bring them to the trough of truth so they drink deeply and often. Otherwise, folks, we're going to stay stuck in the rut we're in. And quite frankly, I'm getting a little tired of you. George in Florida, hang on. I'll take your call after the break. I went into another topic here. First, I want to tell you about somebody that's being beat to snot over in England because he leaked a memo that basically said George Bush was a madman. And I think we much all agree with that. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcast Network. Because you can know the truth.
United States, it is now estimated that over 80% of family income is being used to pay back consumer debt because of financial problems, mostly from card debt. Approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on basic necessities such as mortgage, food, utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that Relief Educational Services Program helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt. And still count and enabled us to stop repayments immediately. The NES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial, call 1-888-45-7097. That's 1-888-245-097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become sufficient with solar power and a lot less than you think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves. ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
George in Florida. Hello, George.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
You know, the thing is, when I look at Bill Kristol, every time I see him, he's on Fox News, CNN, wherever. You know, the thing is, I automatically want to go see the actor Billy Kristol in Blazing Saddles. Because everything this guy says, he's never right, and he's always way off. And I don't know why he always gets the esteem that he doesn't deserve.
Well, and that was the point of the Bill Moyers special. One of the major points that was pointed out, why did we have all these pro-war characters? Just why did we have Fox News slathering all over them, putting them up there, the Bill Kristols? I mean, the list was endless. For this drumbeat for the war in Iraq, based on lies, and why wasn't there opposing opinions that were presented? Okay, we're debating whether we're going to go kill a bunch of people's kids and decimate their country, bomb them into the Stone Age. You know, I don't think a lot of people understand the history of Iraq. It's got a greater and deeper and older history than Rome or Greece or anybody else.
I mean, look at Iran. Look at the Persian people. I mean, they got a history, too, that goes back 3,000 years plus. And, you know, and you're going to go invade that country? It's madness what these neocons are doing. It's just total madness.
Well, and another point here on Iraq, I don't know if anybody's aware of this, but the theory behind hydraulics and air, using air and hydraulics for movement and of water and principles still in use today were invented by these people thousands of years ago. This is a culture. One of the first cities on this planet to be lit up with electric lights was the streets of Iraq. These were not backwards people. They had a different culture. They didn't have bra burners over there. They didn't have the women's liberation movement. They didn't have Helen Reddy singing I Am Woman. By the way, Helen Reddy, she gave up doing her shtick singing in 2002. She's down in Australia. She's a licensed hypnotherapist now. they didn't want any of this stuff. They don't want it. It doesn't fit with their culture. It doesn't fit with their belief system. And we're over there just bombing them into the Stone Age, raping and pillaging, killing, murdering, and doing whatever, and literally burying their culture. Destroying it.
I mean, I was over in Iran like back in the late 1980s, and believe me, Iran is nothing like they portrayed to be in the press. I mean, there ain't no Christian persecution. There's a Christian community there. They got a Jewish community there. There was not an oppressive government there. I mean, yes, it was oppressive in some ways in religious matters, but you're pretty much free to do what you want. I mean, people were very nice. They weren't phrase fanatics. They weren't terrorists. They're very nice people, these Persian people. Why would we want to go bomb them? You know, they ain't doing nothing to us.
Well, I'll tell you what, that'd be like taking a Bible over in the streets of Israel right now and preaching Christianity. They'd burn you at a stake. The quickest one they could find, they'd lash you up to it and burn you right on the spot.
Yeah, I just want one more note to say. I remember about a year ago when they had these immigration marches, and I stopped subscribing to the Weekly Standard after this because they were sitting there and going, Americans want a path for citizenship. I mean, this is between Mort Kondracki and Bill Kristol and who was the other one? Bill Barnes.
Yeah.
And it's like, these are Beltway people. They don't have it. And I just started to realize that These people don't have a clue of what people like us outside the Beltway think.
They do. I met Kondracki up in New York City a couple of years ago at the Republican National Convention. My mother used to have an expression about two pee holes in the snow. If you ever looked at Kondracki, the man has no eyes. And I'm doing a radio program up there by telephone into the network because we weren't allowed on Radio Row. We were actually in a Fox newsroom, and I could see Kondracki sitting there staring at me. He pretended like he was busy on his typewriter, but every once in a while, out of the corner of my eye, I'd see him sitting there staring at me. He knew. They know a lot more. They just have their own agenda that they're pushing for the wrong people. But thank you for your call, George.
Thank you.
All right. I want to shift gears. Let me take one more call, and then I want to get into this Virginia Tech thing. I'm not going to bore people with a bunch of statistics, but I want to give you an example of how the Virginia Tech thing, and this is a real instance, how 32 deaths could have been prevented down at Virginia Tech. It happened at a law school, and this is going to blow you away. Jeff in Vermont. Hello, Jeff.
Yes, that Virginia Tech thing, huh? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I just can't see how anybody with any common sense would kill two people and 2 hours later let him go on a rampage in the same school area.
Yeah, but that's not why you called up, Jeff. What's on your mind?
No, I called up to reiterate what this guy said about the controlled media. I mean, it's just more research that you do to it. It's, and you're right. The people that are going through the media definitely know what was going on. And the political, like in our state, we just try to impeach George Bush and Cheney, and it went through the committee and it didn't go through the House and stuff. It was pretty close, 84-60. But I don't know. It's just crazy. It's, you know, I don't comment, I guess. I mean, it's just this media is just dumbing the people down. There should be a law against it. There should be a law against
it. No, what there should be out there, my friend, is more people demanding that these liars and these thieves of the truth and anything sacred, anything worthwhile, the thing that makes life worth living, that they shut their yaps. And if I hear one more character like Bill O'Reilly go after any other people because he thinks they should be fired or ostracized or this, that, and the other, the biggest loudmouth on Fox News, all puffed up with himself, people ought to be emailing this guy and say, you know what? You're an idiot, and let me tell you why.
He is an idiot.
Well, this is what's passing for conservative voice in this country. This is what's being tolerated, and the deadheads out there are lapping this up because they have no comparative basis. Well, who do they have on television that they can look to and say, compare and go, okay, well, this guy's a real conservative. He understands the rule of law. He understands the Constitution. He makes common sense. And then hold that up to Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly would be gone in a cannon flash.
But what it is, everything is made to decipher in executive boardrooms. Look at these think tanks, like you were just talking about Billy Crystal and everything. When are they right? You know, they should be fired for being wrong so many times.
But those who have the excess of money, those that have access to the halls of power, these people, these think tanks, these corporations that donate, that are connected politically,
yeah,
they have built their machine. Forget machines in this country that are political. That's a fixed game. That's been going on for years and years and years. But the real game behind the scenes is what the American people never see or never hear. They don't see the tentacles reaching out and controlling all of this stuff. And they certainly will not talk about it on the news. I thank you for your call, Jeff. I want to get to this. In the USA Today, Virginia Tech gunman fired 170 times. I remember watching initial reports. Oh, we heard 30-some gunshots. No, this clown went on a rampage for a couple of hours, fired over 170 times. And they just couldn't seem to get a handle on the situation. And, well, it's a big campus. And no, that situation was allowed to go on. Let me tell you something else that happened. And this, you can go look at this for yourself on freestudents.blogspot.com. And I'm going to have a hard time with this guy's name because he was another foreigner. His last name is Odighwaza, I do believe it is. His first name is Peter. Well, I'll just refer to him in this story as Peter because I'm not going to be tripping over this foreigner's name. It took place at a university in Virginia. A student with a grudge, an immigrant, pulled a gun and went on a shooting spree. It wasn't Virginia Tech. It was the Appalachian School of Law in Grundy, not far away. You can easily drive from one school to the other. Just take a trip down Route 460. I think the name of the city is Tazewell. It was January 16, 2002, when this Peter, I'll call him Peter O here, came to campus. He had been suspended due to failing grades. Mr. O was angry and waving a gun, calling on students to come and get me. The students, seeing the gun, ran. A shooting spree started almost immediately. In seconds, dear Peter here had killed the school dean, a professor, and one student. Three other students were shot as well, one in the chest, one in the stomach, and one in the throat. By the way, I didn't see this on the media in 2002. If it was there, I don't remember it. Many students heard the shots. Two who did were Michael Gross and Tracy Bridges. Michael was outside the school having just returned to campus from lunch when he heard the shots. Tracy was inside attending class. Both immediately ran to their cars. Each had a handgun locked in the vehicle. Bridges pulled a .357 Magnum pistol and later, he said, was prepared to shoot to kill if necessary. He and Gross both approached Mr. O at the same time from different directions. Both were pointing their weapons at him. Bridges yelled for Mr. O to drop his weapon. When the shooter realized they had to drop on him, he threw his weapon down. A third student, unarmed, Ted Besson, approached the killer and was physically attacked. But Mr. O, now disarmed, the three students were able to restrain him and held him for police. Mr. O is now in prison for the murders he committed. His killing spree ended when he faced two students with weapons. There would be no further victims that day, thanks to armed resistance. You wouldn't know much about that, though. Do you wonder why? The media, though it widely reported the attack, left out the fact that Bridges and Gross were armed. Most simply reported that the gunman was jumped and subdued by other students. That two of those students were now armed didn't get mentioned. James Eaves Johnson wrote about this fact 1 week later in the Daily Iowan. He wrote, "A LexisNexis search revealed 88 stories on the topic, of which only two mentioned that either Bridges or Gross was armed." This 2002 article noted, "This was a very public shooting with a lot of media coverage, but the media left out the information showing how two students with firearms ended the killing spree." He also mentioned a second incident, and while I had read many articles on the shooting, for an article I wrote about school bullying, not a single one mentioned the role that a firearm played in stopping it. Until today, I didn't know the full story. Luke Woodham was a troubled teen. He felt no one really liked him. In 1997, he murdered his mother and put on a trench coat. He filled the pockets with ammunition, took a handgun to the Pearl High School in Pearl, Mississippi, in rapid succession killed two students and wounded seven others. He had the incident planned out. He would start shooting students and then continue until he heard police sirens in the distance that would allow him time to get in his car and leave campus. From there, he intended to go to a nearby Pearl Junior High School and start shooting again. How it would end was not clear. Perhaps he would kill himself, or perhaps the police would finally catch up with him and kill him. Either way, a lot more people were going to get shot and die. What Woodham hadn't planned was for the actions of assistant principal Joe Myrick. Myrick heard the gunshots. He couldn't have a handgun in school, but he did keep one locked in his vehicle in the parking lot. He ran outside and retrieved a gun. As Myrick headed back toward the school, Woodham was in his vehicle headed for the next intended target. Myrick aimed his gun at the shooter. The teen crashed his car when he saw the gun. Myrick approached the car and held a gun to the killer, who surrendered immediately. There would be no further victims that day, thanks to armed resistance. So you didn't know about that. Neither did I until today. Eaves Johnson wrote that there were 687 articles on the school shooting in Pearl, Mississippi. Of those, only 19 mentioned that Myrick had used a gun to stop Woodham 4.5 minutes before the police arrived. Folks, What they're trying to make you believe is this, that we need more security, we need screening, we need gun control, we need to get the hands out of these irresponsible people, and we're real sorry because, well, you law-abiding citizens out there, you know, we just need to get rid of this problem because the problem are the guns. No, it's a people problem, folks. It's not a gun problem. It is a people problem. You're going to have wing nuts. You're going to have errant ones. You're going to have people that are going to do stupid, insane things. Just like the following day happened down in Houston at NASA. Guy went a little crazy, got fired, didn't like it, decided he's going to take a hostage, killed that guy, and then killed himself. Well, didn't look like he wanted to wipe out half of NASA, because evidently half of NASA wasn't responsible for firing the guy. But the point is that that very well could have turned into a Virginia Tech situation. The guy figures, oh, well, I'm going to go to prison, I'm going to get the electric chair or whatever. Eh, what the hell, I just might as well keep killing people. Story after story after story. If people are armed, they will come to the aid of their fellow citizens. They will stop rampages and mass shootings. But these people that want gun control, it's going to happen again. And another point about this is, again, the newspaper editors of these newspapers editing out the pertinent facts that would bear out that armed citizenry out there stops crime, or at least will minimize it, long before the police show up, long before rigor mortis sets in, and they all stand around looking very official but dumb as a box of rocks. And the news media will keep pumping this right into the American psyche, just as they did in England, just as they did in Australia, just in other places that they're planning for gun control. Folks, this is a worldwide phenomenon. We can't have disgruntled, screwed over people out there, pissed off and carrying pieces. Why? Look into what the Founding Fathers' opinion about the Second Amendment was. They did it to stop tyranny against our own people. That was the intent of the Second Amendment. Yes, it was about property rights. Yes, it was about protecting your property and yourself. But it was also, if your government ever turned its guns on you, you were to turn your guns on that government. Whoa, oh, what a concept. But see, if we keep this up, and these controllers of the public opinion are allowed to continue, when it comes time when the government decides to turn its guns on you because you're not quite playing the game how you're supposed to, only the criminals are going to be out there having the guns. And why would a criminal out there in the streets committing crime right now want to turn its guns against the government? Because that's another band of criminals. They'll just simply be recruited so they can carry a gun and a badge. Why not? Take the break here. Ken, when I get back, I'll take your call and finish out this edition of the National Intel Report. Folks, it's one of these days where I just wanted to vent to get it out. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Stick this in here real quick by Wayne Madsen. A report, Bush a madman. On April 25th of this year, senior British civil servant David Keogh, a former communications and cipher officer at number 10 Downing Street, is on trial at London's Old Bailey, charged with violating the Official Secrets Act for leaking a classified report on April 2004, a meeting between George W. Bush and Tony Blair. The four-page report referred to Bush as a madman. Keogh is accused of slipping the report to parliamentary assistant Leo O'Connor, who then allegedly made it available to anti-war MP Anthony Clark. O'Connor is on trial for violating the Official Secrets Act. The Blair government accuses Keogh of leaking the document to influence the 2004 presidential elections, a clear indication that Blair was interested in seeing Bush defeat his Democratic challenger, John Kerry. Now, you didn't have to worry about that. We fixed it at the highest court in this land. The trial is shrouded in secrecy, a move seen as an attempt not to embarrass an already tainted Blair. British government secret memo summation on Bush? He is a madman. Keogh, by the way, and O'Connor are just the latest victims of their global neocons and their Nazi system of purging their enemies. It is a tactic their Trotskyite, Jabotinskyite, I have a word problem saying Jabotinskyite, and Straussian parents and grandparents learn from the coffee houses and cell meetings in Chicago, New York, Vienna, Berlin, London, Rome, Paris, and Haifa. Let me go back to the phones here. Ken in Texas. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, this is John.
Yes.
Hey, last time I saw you was down at Crawford last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I kept down with Dave Hall with the Liberty Bell on the trailer that he hauls around, and we just went down to Mount Carmel last Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, number one, the Portugal News is reporting that Bilderberg is going to have their little party in Istanbul, Turkey, May 31 and to June 1st. You can hunt Portugal News, and you can see that. And Wright Rockefeller asking for a confirmation. I'm going to do that. Hey, my wife thinks that maybe they take the royal jelly from the bees, and that might be doing a lot of damage to beehives. Possible.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Something to think about.
No, but I'll tell you why. Because most of these hives, a lot of the beekeepers, they have beehives and commercial growers specifically for crops.
Yeah.
But there are much more wild honeybees out there building hives all over America. And it far outweighs the number of hives that are maintained for commercial purposes.
Chemtrails, you think?
I don't know, but something's killing these things.
Yeah. But anyway, hey, if you want to, you saw the trailer that Dave Hall pulls, right, with the Liberty Bell on it?
Yeah.
The Ten Commandments. If you want to contact him, what I've done is I put down Dave Hall, Bell, Liberty Bell on trailer, and there's a picture that he went to his 4th of July parade in Hannibal, Missouri. You can take a look at it. He pulls that thing all over the place.
Well, maybe maybe we should have that maybe up in Washington, D.C. for the new truck out that's going to happen in mid-June.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe he dragged that thing over there. Hey, nice talking to John.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. And again, folks, May 3rd, I want to make sure that everybody gets this and understands this so they can get on the phone to their Congress critters and Senate critters over there in the District of Criminals. Or if they're on break, you can call their district offices. All right, and lodge your complaints against this bill, the crime bill 1592, regular ground number over to Washington, D.C., 202-224-3121, or the toll-free 877-851-6437. And again, that is coming up for vote on May 3rd. If we don't get on the horn right now, scare the snot out of these critters up there. This hate bill will pass, ladies and gentlemen, and it is going to be devastating for the First Amendment. Why do you think the founders, when they drew all this stuff up, put the freedom of speech, assembly, and all that stuff at the head of the list, and put the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, right in the second place? That's because if they ever tried to steal the first, we could use the second. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's true.